Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
All right, in studio today, Priya Shah is here. And Priya, you are doing amazing work. Gee, this is good stuff here.
Priya is not only giving back to society, she is brilliant and beautiful and just all around an incredible human being. She has a nonprofit called The Simple Good. And the mission is to connect the meaning of good from around the world, empowering at-risk youth to become positive activists through art and discussion. So Priya, this is not what you started out in, right? You didn't work in the nonprofit sector to begin with. What brought you to the nonprofit?
Yeah, I actually grew up as an artist growing up, and I did a lot of international volunteer work. So I worked at Mother Teresa's orphanage, and I was in slums in South Africa at a very young age, so I got exposed to that earlier. And from there, I really saw the gap between the business and the social sector. And so when I, you know, not everybody in the world has an opportunity to go to university, and that's how I decided actually to go into business. I went to U of I for accounting and finance, which led me to have a corporate finance background.
Yeah, and you worked for Ernst & Young, And Groupon, some major companies.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the greatest need that you saw?
You know, I think a lot of it comes from my own experiences of growing up. I'm born with one hand. I'm a minority. I'm a woman. And you realize that in this world, there's a lot of different forms of oppression based on doubt of what your possibility is. And growing up, a lot of people thought that I couldn't do anything, you know, like even jump rope, which I can, by the way. And I think that's something that needed to be instilled at an earlier age. And so when I was working at the orphanage, you see children have gone through so much at such a young age, but they're still able to remain resilient and hopeful because they have this ability to appreciate the little things, see beauty in other people. And that's what keeps people going.
Do you remember how you started doing it as a kid? Like where just sort of, I don't know, came from, where you had the motivation? This is what I want to put out into the universe, so to speak.
I mean, I think that we all are born with that motivation, actually. And it's, you know, experiences that allow us and prevent us to hold that back. And I think that after I got to see so many different forms of resilience from around the world, I realized, wow, this is already within us, and we need to nurture that and, you know, provide that at a young age.
Well, you've touched on this a little bit about universal truths, mm-hmm. and it feels like right now we're at a time in our lives where everyone is focused on the things that divide us.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about the universal truths that you've come across that you are trying to promote organization?
I mean, you know, our whole goal is to really transcend the message that, you know, no matter where you go in the world, good means the same to all of us. And that is what connects us as human beings. Those small everyday goods, smiling, a random act of kindness, a funny joke, that is something that is inherent to all of us, no matter what language we speak and where we live in the world. And that's what keeps us all human.
Right. And everybody wants to be seen and heard and know that they matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't matter where you grow up, where you are. I mean, that's universal.
Right. And, you know, really empowering that self-esteem and self-accountability in youth is what allows people to make better decisions and be more accountable to their community. And that's what really prevents violence and, you know, bad things to happen.
What current initiatives do you have going on right now?
Yeah, we have actually an awesome women's empowerment campaign that we just launched called Uplift Us. We're celebrating the simple good of women from across the city. And we have a huge fundraiser actually on September 12th at Chop Shop called City of Big Dreams, where we celebrate the simple good of Chicago through our amazing artist community here in Chicago.
And I think we focus on the conflict all the time that's going on, particularly now, but you being in this, you probably experience a lot of empathy all the time, and there's actually, you know, you see a lot of the good that is actually going on that we forget about.
Yeah, and you know, we do international work as well. We do work in Africa, and we have our kids in Chicago talk to our kids in Africa about their simple goods. And you know, both students have gone through a lot, and if they're able to meet on their meaning of good in their lives, then anybody else in this world can.
So how can somebody listening help? You mentioned the fundraiser. That's going to be at the Chop Shop, which is a great venue in Wicker Park.
Mm-hmm.
So can people buy tickets for that?
Yes, you can still buy tickets. It's on our website, thesimplegood.com. And we also have a lot of different initiatives where we actually publicly showcase our students' artwork at different companies and galleries around the city. And you can meet our students firsthand. And we're always looking for volunteers and donations to really support what we're doing.
And do you have a couple of locations coming up? Do you know off the top of your head where the artwork's going to be displayed?
Yeah, well, we're going to start back up our showcases in the fall. So the next one you can look out for in October. And it'll feature actually our brand new school on the east side of Chicago, as well as one of our south side schools.
You have your own website too.
Yes, I do. It's iampriyashah.com.
PRIYASHAH.com. I am at the start there if you want to check it out.
Oh my goodness. She's been nominated for Forbes 30 Under 30, and she's got all kinds of awards.
Quit being such an overachiever, Priya.
Sorry.
Well, that's why she's the most valuable person on the planet.
That's exactly right. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank
and great
you.
To see you. Congratulations on all you're doing. It's awesome stuff.
Thank you for your support, guys.